Thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that I get to speak in front of everyone, Lord. And Lord, we had a deal. I would come up here and speak, but Lord, you do the talking. I have nothing good to say, Lord, but you have everything good to say. And Lord, I pray that your message falls on ears that hear. And Lord, I thank you for every person that has made it tonight and every person watching on Facebook Live, Lord. And I pray that this message reaches who it needs to reach. In Jesus' name. Okay. I'm going to start off in John 10, verses 27. And Pastor Kelly told me I need to give everyone a minute to get there. And it says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." And what I want to talk to you tonight about is hearing God's voice. Because a lot of people, even people that have been saved for 30 years, I notice that they don't hear God's voice. They want to rely on me or Pastor Kelly or Brother Angelo to speak. No, you need to hear God yourself. And so that's what I'm here to preach on tonight. Okay. First, let's go to Psalm 46 and 10. And he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth." The first thing you need to do to hear God's voice is to be still. Sit in front of him and listen. And I know we live in a world of distraction. It is very easy to do. You go to pray and you guarantee you that phone will ring every time. And one little thing that I have learned to do, well, first shut off that phone. And another thing I do a lot, I'll say, I silence every voice but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And sometimes I'll have to repeat that a few times. But you just sit still and you tell the devil, "Be quiet. I silence you in Jesus' name." And you just listen. And God will speak to you. And, you know, another problem a lot of people have is how do you determine God's voice from your voice, from the devil's voice? Well, for most of us, we've followed the devil for many years. If it's something you feel comfortable with, that's probably not God. But you know, the way that I learned to hear God's voice was reading His Word. You will learn God's character from reading His Word. You know, and like I was telling the girls in the jail the other day, the first time I read through, I started in the Old Testament. I started at book number one, Genesis. I tell you what, I didn't understand a word of it. And I told God the whole time, I'm like, "What are you even, what?" It's like, "This makes no sense, Lord." And he said, "Read it anyways. You know, read through it." And by that second time I went through it, it started to make sense. It started to make sense, and things started to pop out at me, you know, and that's where God really started to work in me and change my life, was speaking through His Word to me. And nowadays we talk all the time. He actually gave me this message about a month ago. I decided I was going to make me some deer chili. And I went through all these recipes on Google and everything, and they're like, "Well, you take this can of beans." I'm like, "Wait a minute, we don't do cans of beans here. We do, like, Lord, none of this makes sense. Walk me through this." And we spent the whole day making chili. And, you know, and he brought it to my attention when it was all done. He was like, "My kids don't know how to make chili with me." He's like, "They don't know my voice." He said, "I'm going to put you up front, and you're going to tell people how you learned to know my voice." And That's why I'm here. And y'all, there ain't nothing better than making chili with God. It is a good day. It is a good day. Let's go to 1 John 4:16. And I just... Okay, it says, and so we know and rely on the love of God for... The love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. God will always speak to you in love. That's even when he's getting on to you, he will speak to you in love. And these days we have a bit of a misconception of what love is. That's where we can go to his word in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 is what we're going to read. And it says, love is patient, love is kind. God is so patient. God will always be very patient with you. And we live in a very fast-paced, drive-through window, right now kind of world. God is not in a rush for anything. He is very patient. He is patient with you. When you get it wrong over and over and over again, tell him about it. He is patient with you. And when you learn to hear his voice, he will walk you through it. It says, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. So he's not going to be in your face, boastful, proud. He's very humble, gentle and humble in heart. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no records of wrongs. The devil will always tell you, well, Sally Sue over there, man, that's just an awful person, and you don't need to like her. You know, God's not going to tell you that. If he's down, if that voice that you're listening to is downing others, being, you know, telling you that you're to self-seek, you know, that you need to, it's all about you and nobody else. It ain't about you. It's about everybody else. I am not up here for me. I did not want to be up here. You know, it's about helping others to get to Christ, to see his love. You know, teach each other how to hear each other's voice, or to hear his voice. We can hear each other just fine. Frank's got 2 cents on that one. It says, verse 6, it says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So these are, when you're listening for God's voice, when you're learning God's voice, look for the love. Look for the love in it, and it tells you right here what that is. It also says here that love never fails. God will never fail you. This is going to be a much shorter message than I thought. You know, one thing, one thing that also God will do is he will confirm what he is saying to you. If you have doubts, you know, if you're not sure, you know, God, I want this job. Is this a job for me? If you're not sure that he's saying yes or no, he will confirm it. Ask him to. And that's where my last scripture is at, is in Judges 6:36-40. And this is where he is talking to Gideon. And you know, he's wanting Gideon to go out and fight for him. Let's see. And, you know, Gideon, he wants to make sure that it's the Lord speaking to him. And it says, Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand as you said." And that is what happened. It says in God's word right there, Gideon asked for him to confirm it, and God did. But that's not good enough for Gideon. as for most of us, you know, like, "Well, God, I've seen that you did what I said, but I'm still not sure." And it says, Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowlful of water. And then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece, but this time make the fleece dry and let the ground be covered with dew." That night God did so. Only the fleece was dry and all the ground was covered with dew. And, you know, I seen a TikTok the other day of this woman. Yeah, I like to play on TikTok. We've all got our thing, right? You cannot get your theology off of TikTok. I'm telling you this right now, people. Do not believe everything you hear on that, okay? I really like listening to people's testimonies, though. And this woman, she was on there, and she said, you know, for about a year now, she has been praying to God this specific thing for her life, for her future. And she said, you know, when she would pray it, when she'd pray, she felt like an emptiness to it, like there was, you know, like there wasn't anything to it. And finally she asked the Lord, she said, "Lord, if this is what you have for my life, or if this is not what you wish me to pray over my life," she's like, I want you to confirm it. She said, "I'll give you a word." And she was like, she where she works at, this word would never be thrown around. She said, "Lord, if I hear the word cookie before the end of my day, then I will know that this is not what you have for me." Within 1 hour of going back from her lunch break, she heard the word cookie 3 times. That is how good God is. God will not, he won't confirm it just once. He'll confirm it twice. He'll confirm it 3 times for you. And that was 10 minutes long.
Best 10 minutes I've had all week. Want you to do one more thing, because there's an anointing inside of you, and what you have is open airways.